Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Vridhati Gacharya Asta Tulasi Srimadis Divine Grace of Hari Chaitanya Nirmiti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Skambi Vidhi Parna Charja Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Grantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Hari Nam Sankirtan ki jai, Nitai Gaurabhimanande Hari Hari Go, glories to the sum of devotees, all glories to the sum of devotees, all glories to the sum of devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Padai Krishna Padastai Budhari, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Vachani Nivishesha Shunyavadi Pastata Dijatarini. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Third Canto, Chapter 7, Text Number 32. Further Inquiries by Vidura. Now, 32 does not have a purport, so I'll just chant 32 and then we'll do 33 together as soon as we're available. I'll read 32 then. Dharmartha kama mokshanam nimitani avirudhata vartaya danda nitescha Srutasya chaving vibhim pritak. Translation. You may also describe the non-contradictory causes of religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and salvation, and also the different means of livelihood and different processes of law and order, as mentioned in the revealed scriptures. Text number 33. Please repeat. Shradasya cha vidhim brahman pitrinam sargam eva cha graha nakshatra taranam kalavayava sangstitim. Shradhasya cha vidhim brahman. Shradhasya cha vidhim brahman. Pitrinam sargam eva cha. Pitrinam sargam eva cha. Graha nakshatra taranam. Graha nakshatra taranam. Kalavayava sangstitim. Kalavayava stiti. I'm sorry. Pardon me. Kalavayava sangstitim. Shradhasya cha vidhim brahman. Pitrinam sargam eva cha. Graha nakshatra taranam. Kalavayava sangstitim. Chabidhing Brahman. Pitring Jargam Evacha. Grahanakshatra Taranam. Kalavayava sangstitim. Shradhasya cha vidhim brahman. Pitrinam sargam eva cha. graha nakshatra taranam kalayaya vasangstitim Ladies. Vedhim Brahman. Graha Nakshatra Taranam. Kalevayava sangstitim shadasya of the periodical offerings of respects. Cha also. Vidhim regulations. Brahman O Brahmana. Pitrinam of the forefathers. Sargam creation. Eva, as. Cha, also. Graha, planetary system. Nakshatra, the stars. Taranam, luminaries. Kala, time. Avayava, duration. Sangstitim, situations. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Please also explain the regulations for offering respects to the forefathers, the creation of the Pitriloka, the time schedule in the planets, stars, and luminaries, and their respective situations. Please repeat. Please also explain the regulations for offering respects to the forefathers, the creation of the Pitriloka, the time schedule in the planets, stars and luminaries, and their respective situations. Report. The time duration of day and night, as well as months and years, are different in the different planets, stars, and luminaries. The higher planets, like the Moon and Venus, have time measurements different from those of the Earth. It is said that 6 months of this planet Earth equal 1 day of the higher planets. In Bhagavad Gita, the duration of 1 day in Brahmaloka is measured to be 1,000 times the four jugas, or 4,300,000 years multiplied by 1,000. And the month and year in Brahmaloka are calculated in that measure. Om Ajnanati Virandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksun Malitam Jena Tasmai Sigurve Namah Kam Krodhi Vachalam Pangam Langai Tegirim Yad Gibdi Mahamande Sigurum Dinatanam Paramananda Maharamam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. So when we read some of these questions, we hear some of these questions that are being asked by Vidura to Maitreya, we can appreciate the position of the Mahabhagavats. And we can also be amazed by the knowledge, the content that is there in the Vedic scriptures. There's so much study. Srila Prabhupada doesn't, he touches on one very important point in this purport, or in the translation, through his purport. But there are so many studies that are out there in understanding the universe, the higher living beings that we know are out there. And when you hear how this is so nicely presented in the Bhagavatam, it makes there's such clarity. And how everything is being conducted in a very orderly fashion, right? Krishna says, Parasha Shaktir, or the Vedas describe, Parasha Shaktir Vividhaya Shuite, Svabhavika Jnana Bala Kriya Cha. The Lord's potencies, and he has so many potencies, Jnana Bala Kriya Cha, that are providing him, that are facilitating his activities. And each potency is acting quite naturally and in sequence. It's not that there's chaos, but everything is in perfect order. Just as here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada touches upon the time factor, which Krishna has a few things to say about in the Bhagavad Gita, right? Where he says, kala kalayatam aham, that there are many subduing energies and circumstances that are here, that are there in the world. We're all experiencing that, of course. We're being subdued by so many different conditions and situations. Sometimes it may be the body. Sometimes it may be the mind. Sometimes it may be other living beings. Sometimes it may be the material nature. But in all circumstances, the supreme subduing energy, or that energy which, that influence which wears down all things, is the time factor. Krishna explains that in Bhagavad Gita. So much so that ahang eva kshaya kalo, that he's inexhaustible. And it's not that it ends at a certain time. Just like in the material world, sometimes we may be disturbed by certain things, and it ends after a while. Okay, you get a little bit sick. Okay, we have to wait some time. You have to go through some treatment, and hopefully you get past it, typically. Right? You may have COVID, for instance. And if you're careful, you can pass through it. Or you may have some other issue that you have to, some circumstance that you have to deal with in the material world. Maybe it's a career or a relationship. But all of these things, they change, or they're exhausted in time. But Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, ahang eva kshaya kalo, that his influence, that's inexhaustible. So much so that at the end of the creation, it's exhibited in the form of the fire which devastates the whole universe. Srila Prabhupada points out, it's really incredible how he describes it. So, not only is Krishna's potencies subduing everyone, no one is outside of it, and it's inexhaustible. There's no end to it. Kalosmi lokakshaya krit, that he's also the destroyer of the worlds. If you may have a comfortable situation, whether it be in this planet or the higher planets, all of that is eventually destroyed. And everything, again, is working in sequence. It's not haphazard. There's a system. Sahasra Yuga Parjantam. Aharyat Brahmano Vidu. Everything is in order. It has a specific order, as Prabhupada points out here in the purport. That the duration of time, day and night, as well as months and years, are different in different planets, stars and luminaries. The higher planets, those that may reside in the heavenly planets, Moon and Venus, Prabhupada points out here, their time periods are different. It's just like, a crude example would be just like the, Prabhupada gives the example of the bugs that fly at night, right? They're flying at night, they're attracted to a light, and they're circling around, there's thousands and thousands of them. In the morning, they're all lying down, dead on the ground. Or the ant, it has a certain lifespan. And to the ant, this is 100 years. Such a long life. But actually to us, it's a flash. It's just a flash. So for the demigods as well, they're living in these heavenly places. And it's said that 6 months of that planet, six months of this planet, Earth, is equal to 1 day of that in the higher planets. It's an incredible measurement. And all of that is, again, considered, although it's a very vast amount of time, Lord Brahma's existence or life, for instance, is 100 years as well as ours. We're living 100 earthly years, and if we're lucky, that's changing. As the Kali Yuga age progresses, Prabhupada explains, to live the ripe old age of 30 or 40, one will be lucky. Now sometimes you may have a conversation with someone who says, the modern science has extended the lifespan, the average lifespan, so many more years as compared to, say, the 1400s. But in actuality, there are so many civilizations outside of those civilized societies that they're getting all their numbers from, who live much longer. Much longer. So it's not that we've increased the lifespan. Actually, it's the reverse. It decreases as the age goes on. So, despite all of that, whether it's on this planet or it's in Brahmaloka, all of that, that vast lifespan is considered to be just a bubble in the ocean. It's considered to be just a bubble in the ocean. Just like when you go out into the ocean, you see bubbles, they come and go in a flash. So this existence, although we're so absorbed in it, and we think that we're very comfortable in it, it can be over in a flash, right? The Bhagavatam tells us, padam padam yad vibhadam natesham, that every step is full of danger. So at any moment, all of that is finished. That time period, as Prabhupada points out here, is different in the different realms. But those days are, again, very vast. The time period is just, it seems endless, interminable, Prabhupada uses the word. It seems endless and fantastic, but it's just bubbles in the ocean. That time period, as Prabhupada points out here, the kalpa for Lord Brahma, that time period, which is the four yugas multiplied 1,000 times, equals the day period. And that same equation applies to his night. Although it's again very vast and incredible to us, it all has to end. Each one of those ages, as Prabhupada points out here, makes mention, is symptomized by certain qualities. We've heard from Srimad Bhagavatam that in the Satyayuga, the Satyayuga was symptomized by virtue, wisdom, religion, and very little vice. Practically non-existent vice and ignorance. And the time period, Prabhupada points out in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam tells us, is approximately 1.7 million years. So that time period, certainly people are, the beings at that time were very advanced. They were very high in virtue and wisdom, religiosity. And then gradually, as the age progresses, Treta is introduced, and Prabhupada explains that in the Treta, vice was introduced. Meaning that there's a serious fault in character. We can see it practically, even more so now in Kali Yuga. But what we can understand from that is that in the Satyayuga, virtue, wisdom, religion, mode of goodness, that there was very little of this moral failing and wicked or evil conduct. So this is was introduced gradually in the Treta Yuga, Prabhupada points out. And then in the Dwapara Yuga, greater decline, a greater decline of virtue, religion, and with, again, vice increasing even more. In other words, a quarter, 25% has decreased further from Satya to Treta to Dwapara. Now it's at that point, you're looking at half. And then in the Kali Yuga, we're recognizing that there's only one quarter of religiosity or piety in society, and that is greatly diminishing. So, and we can see it again before our eyes in the Kali Yuga, the degradation of society, the corruption and bad habits, all of the good qualities which were prevalent there in the previous ages, as Prabhupada points out, a virtue, a good character, or value in what you say, these things are gradually disappearing or effective in one's power to do what one has to do according to one's duty. These things are all disappearing in this age. So although, again, it's such a incredible time when you look at it, the especially in the higher planets or in the life of Brahma. It's such an incredible time, but all these things, abram bhuvana loka puna avartin arjana, whether it's in the higher planet, in the lower planet, everyone is subject to that same principle, that same law of time. And it's not that you can skirt around it. It's not possible. There's a beautiful instruction given by Lord Brahma to Priyavrata. I think he was in the fifth canto, he was instructing Priyavrata, because Priyavrata had, he had some confusion about an instruction and advice he had received from his spiritual master, Narada Muni. Not his spiritual master, but an instruction from Narada Muni. Prabhupada points out that Brahma and Narada Muni were giving seemingly a conflicting advice. Narada was saying, no, don't take householder life. Brahma said, yes, you have to. And in purports, Prabhupada addresses the question so nicely. In the end, Priyavrata, he surrenders to Lord Brahma's I guess you could say order. But he, in instructing Priyavrata, he describes that, he says that natasya kaschit tapasa vidyayava. He says that one may be very accomplished in severe austerities, and we see that. We have we've heard in the pages of the Bhagavatam that there are so many great yogis and tapasvis who were very accomplished in severe austerities. Vishwamitra was so powerful that he could meditate for tens of thousands of years underwater. So one may be very accomplished in one's austerities, severe austerities, certainly. Tapasa vidyaya, or one may be very educated, very learned. Again, there are many jnanis, and the pages of the Bhagavatam describe how, and Krishna says also in the Bhagavad Gita, that such persons, they may be very learned, mayaya pritya jnana, but their knowledge is ultimately stolen by illusion. They may be very capable in reciting so many verses, or they may give so many fantastic stories and accounts, and people are attracted and wooed by it. I remember one time we were in Mathura. We went to Krishna Janmastan, and there was one yogi, I guess you could say he was. He's a popular person. He was having some program right next to Krishna's birthplace. And there were, must have been at least 5,000 people there. And he would sing a little bhajan, and then he would stop in the middle of it, and then he would give a little commentary. And I asked someone who was right next to me, what is he saying? Because he was saying in Hindi. And he said, oh, he's just making up some stories about Krishna. So one may be very accomplished in a storytelling and a very educated. It's like in the West, people have so much respect for professors because they have 25 letters after their name. PhD, MA, this, that's not. So they have so many letters, and people are amazed. So one may be very educated, for sure. Na yoga viryena manashiya va. And one may be very powerful in his practices of mystic yoga. Is it Vishwamitra was able to pluck people from the tree? It's described in the Shastra that he was so powerful that he could grow persons from a tree, and he was able to pick them off, a living person. So by mystic power, one can do so many things, certainly. You can control so many people, you can control planets, you can control minds, you can get anima, manima, mahima, you can be monstrous in size, or you can be the tiniest, so tiny that you can enter into the smallest space. So you may be very powerful in your mystic yoga, for sure. In the yoga virjana, or you may be, your personal strength may be very incredible. Right? They have this, at least I grew up remembering this, these group of superheroes. And there was one of the heroes was called the Thing, the Fantastic Four. Sorry. But it was called the Fantastic Four, and they had one of them who could expand himself and make himself so tiny he could go into tiny little places or stretch himself out such a far distance. And then there was the other thing, another person called the Thing, who was so powerful and strong that he could crush anything. So you may be a very strong in personal strength. You may be very accomplished. Manishayeva. Or you may be very intelligent. Again, there's so many intelligent persons who are who can, are very adept at organizing things and managing things. It takes intelligence to or guide people in the right direction. Naivharta dharmai paratakshvatova. Or you may have material opulence. You may have a lot of wealth, and people are amazed by it. How is it that this person can be so wealthy? Right? There's two people in America that own more than 90% of more than the bottom 90% or 98%. There's two people who own more wealth than the other 98% in America combined. So you may be materially opulent, for sure. Or you may be very religious. You're very careful in your religious practices. You're very careful to follow the rules and regulations. Just like in Krishna consciousness, we have certain rules and regulations that have to be there in order for one to progress properly in bhakti yoga. So you may be very careful in your dharmic duty, your practices. But Lord Brahma says that all of them, none of them can defy the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. From Brahma down to the ant, none can defy the order of the Personality of Godhead. So as Krishna says, A Brahma Bhuvana Loka, that from the highest planet down to the lowest, everyone is subjected, everyone has to answer. You can, again, be living for some fantastic time, and you may have this or that, but all of it is for naught. All of it is for naught. if one does not attain to the or does not engage in the practices of bhakti yoga, because by puna avarti norjana, that if you take up the process of bhakti, it supersedes all of that. It's beyond that. It's not under those restrictions. The spiritual world is conspicuous by the absence of the time factor. It's not there. So, Lord Brahma, when he was speaking to Priyabrata, he was telling him that, so, in giving you this knowledge, this information, please don't be jealous of the personality of Godhead. Because that's our problem. We're jealous that Krishna is glorified, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he's the supreme enjoyer. But we have to recognize that he's our supreme friend. He's our best friend. And if we accept that principle, then our lives will be very peaceful. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Okay.
Hare Krishna. Jai. Thank you. Very nice class. When you were speaking, I was just thinking that how absolute time is. It's so absolute that there's nothing that is in the material world that can curb it.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we start, people all day, why is it taking so long? Whoa, what happened? Everything's so fast. It's already time to get up for Mangal Arti. Again?
Are there yogis that can time travel?
Excuse me?
Are there yogis that can time travel?
Certainly.
They can go back?
Certainly. Yeah, by their mystic powers, they're able to go from this place to Satyaloka and back. So they're time traveling. They're coming back to this situation, having just been all over the place, like Durvas. Durvas was traveling all over the place. So he was going from this planet to higher planet, lower planet. He was going everywhere. Time travel. But who wants to go back to the 1920s? No, we're not interested in that. Or the 1420s. Or the 2020s. We're not interested in any of that time period. We're just simply interested in going beyond all of that and going straight to Krishna's abode. Mamu peta punar janma janma. What is that? Mamu peta punar janma. Punar janma na vidyate. There's no more coming back. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Harinam tonight, be on time.